to LungForce Echo, a program that is designed for patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers to learn about the latest trends, resources, and research surrounding lung cancer, COPD, asthma, IPF, and other chronic lung diseases. Speakers from a variety of fields will present current medical information on topics that have the most impact on those whose lives are touched by these conditions, as well as provide up-to-date medical information for healthcare professionals to help support patients. Continuing medical education credits are available. By participating in the LungForce Expo, you are helping change what it means to live with lung disease. Join the LungForce Expo on May 11th at 8 a.m. at the Grapevine Banquet at 333 Dick Road in Depew. Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. I'm joined live in studio with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you.
Incredible week for me. How was your week?
It was really good. It's always a good week.
It's always a good week?
Yeah.
Okay. Doing any new placements, any new hirings this week?
Always, yeah. A couple new placements we've made. We have, you know, new clients, new projects. It's good.
Okay.
Things are rolling over at Staff Buffalo. It's great.
Okay, fantastic. And also a good morning to our producer, Mr. Louie. Louie, how are you this morning?
I'm good, as long as Tiger can pull within two here in the Masters.
I was going to ask that. The Masters,
Masters
is going on. That's right.
There's a lot of today is one of the best TV days of the year. We got NBA playoffs. We got NHL playoffs. Game of Thrones season 6 is tonight. So there's a lot going on TV.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll come back to that sports update. But we're fortunate to have live also in studio with us Mr. James Morrell. He's the deputy director with the NFTA, Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority. Welcome to today's show.
Thank you. How are you?
You're doing great.
That's good.
So, I mean, that was a mouthful. James Morrell, NFTA, Niagara
Deputy
Frontier.
Director of Public Transportation.
Yes.
That's
long title.
What does that entail?
Okay, as deputy director, I'm responsible for basically everything that touches the passenger, from information to shelters to making sure that the planning department runs smoothly. I'm also directly responsible for customer service, and I deal with basically everything on a day-to-day basis.
Sounds like an operational position that everything that affects the NFTA.
Sure. It's basically NFTA Metro. So NFTA, many individuals are probably not aware of, we operate the airports in Niagara Falls as well in Buffalo. We also have a surface division, which is bus, rail, and our small vehicles that carry individuals that are disabled, which is called our paratransit division. So it's moving a lot of people every day to jobs, to work, to healthcare facilities. It's a great position.
A lot of coordination, I can imagine, in that position.
Sure.
When you have all those moving pieces, different parts of NFTA, public transportation, you're dealing with a lot of different people, like you said, in a lot of different scenarios to get them to where they need to go. So it's got to be a lot of coordination and logistics.
Sure. We have a great workforce. Over 600 operators that are doing great things every day, moving individuals. We have just over 322 buses. We have 27 rail cars operating over 25 million miles every single year.
Wow. That's a lot of ground to cover.
Oh, yeah.
and you don't really think about, I would say that most people, unless they really are, they follow the NFTA, really doesn't understand how massive of an operation that it really is. And as you've mentioned just a moment ago, in terms of it affects passengers, whether they're going to work, going to hospitals, whatever their transportation needs might be.
Sure. So one of the things that we tried to do is make sure that the service is reliable. It has to be reliable for individuals to make sure that they get to work on time, daycare, making sure that they go where they have to go. So it's very important that we have a great workforce that continues to do their job every day and to be respectful of individuals' time. I think that's very important.
How are you guys working to ensure that, you know, the schedules are on time and that the passengers who are expecting, you know, to be at a bus stop or at the train station at a certain time, that they're, that NFTA is going to be there to get them?
Sure. So we have just over a 98% on-time arrival rate.
Wow.
And that means that all these buses and the trains traveling every day are making sure that they're at their time points every day on time. Historically, it's been with a public timetable, a hard copy, printed timetable. But now recently, we've been going and trying to put information out digitally and sending information to the public to let them know if, in fact, a bus is going to be late. So this information, you have to subscribe to it. If I catch the number 8 bus, number 12 bus, I subscribe to instant updates. Our controllers send out information to those passengers if that particular bus is going to be late or cut so they can adjust their schedule accordingly.
Oh, that's awesome.
And yesterday, you know, once it was confirmed that James was going to be on the show today, I called their customer service number. And I, you know, I just said, well, I want to take this bus. And I was amazed with how user-friendly it was. It asked me, you know, the direction. First of all, what bus I wanted to take, whether I was going downtown or away from downtown. If I knew the number, it asked me a ton of questions. And you know, the first attempt, because it was new to me, it felt a little uncomfortable. But when I called the second time, because I wasn't used to the prompts, but when I did it the second time, I just felt like it gave a new user like myself all the information that they would need to get to their destination.
Mm-hmm. Sure. We try to make the system work effective for new users as well as individuals that are everyday users. There are certain prompts that you know once you get into the system, if you're an everyday user, you can bypass a lot of the introductory information and get right to what time your bus is coming specifically. If it's a little daunting to individuals, they can just hit 0 and get to an operator, and that person will be able to give you that same information. But also, it's available on the web, so you can get that same trip itinerary through the web using our web as well as Google Web. And that information is readily available, and individuals use it every day.
And I think that's so important because let's face it, we live in a technology world, and it seems like the NFTA Transit has enhanced or is leveraging technology to help the user have even a more friendlier experience.
Sure. So what we have introduced recently is what's called Token Transit. We have a major fare collection system that's starting, I would believe, in the next 4 to 6 months. You're going to start seeing some new fare boxes, new ticket vending machines. There are actually going to be fare gates installed in our rail stations. But right now, what we're going to introduce, and it's just started as of last week, is what's called Token Transit. And you can buy your fare using an app on your phone.
Oh, wow.
And you actually show the app to the driver, and you don't have to use any cash. You can do it over the internet, and it's very simple and very seamless.
So I'm thinking about, I'm not a regular user of like the NFTA Rapid Transit, but there's been times where I'm like, okay, if I wanted to get from point A to point B, how would I do it using the Metro bus or the rail system? And then I'm like, where would I go to even get like a token or to get on the bus?
Sure. So a lot of individuals right now, including myself, don't carry cash.
Yeah.
You know, we walk around with our credit card or bank card. So what happens is we try to leverage the technology that's out there and provide this new app. You download the app. It's very simple. and then you tie the app to your banking institution. And when you want to get on the bus, you activate, I want to take one ride, you hit the button, you show the driver, and you get on the bus. And
that's awesome.
There was nothing in terms of cash or coins going into the fare box.
I think that's so convenient for riders, especially as we enter our summer months. And, you know, let's face it, we have a lot of events, you know, at Canal Side or, you know, at different areas of the city. And it'll give riders that opportunity. Like you said, you know, we don't carry cash like we used to.
No.
And this seems like, a good experience for the riders.
Yeah, so we a number of initiatives that we're moving forward with this year, one of which a lot of your readers and individuals in the audience have heard about, and that's the expansion of Metrorail. Now, we've been talking about the expansion of Metrorail for many years now. I've been at the authority for 30 years. One of my first jobs working in the planning department was to update what's called the Transit Development Program and to look at one particular line, and that was the Cheektowaga line that would extend from downtown Buffalo out to the Buffalo Airport. Well, that was over 30 years ago. Along with that is the Amherst extension. And if you recall, that was the original line that went from downtown Buffalo to Amherst to UB North Campus. It was truncated, and it ended at South Campus. For over the years, we've been updating those plans, and right now we're in the environmental phase to move that project forward, an additional 6.2 miles out to UB North. So basically what you will have is existing line that goes from downtown Buffalo out to South Campus and continue out to UB North. It's great.
That's huge. That's such a great advancement. I know people within Western New York have been asking for years, like, when is it, like, the rail system going to expand further? When is it going to go beyond, like, just that Main Street, UB South to Canal Side, essentially? So that's going to be huge, especially for the population within Western New York is changing with the medical campus, and UB has grown, and just the amount of people that are trying to utilize, I think I'm seeing more people that are trying to be more green, and utilize public transportation and shared services.
So if you just think about this, you have what's called the education corridor. NFTA plays a big part in that. So at one end, you have ECC City. You have Canisius College, Madai. You go out with Canisius and then end at South Campus and then continue to UB North Campus. So you have this educational corridor that extends all the way from UB North all the way into downtown. But in addition to the expansion to the north, we're also looking at a small expansion to the south. We have what's called the DLNW workshed. It's where all our trains are put up at the end of the night.
Is that behind the arena?
That's behind the arena.
It's a really cool building.
It's a great building, very historical building. And what you have is at the train level, we'll be putting stations that will connect to the arena. But also, you have about 80,000 square feet of undevelopable space on the second floor for developers. So just think about it. All that space, along with a connection to the arena, right in the middle of Canal Side.
Now, when you say there's space for developers, I've run down there and I've run along the backside, that like sidewalk between the water and the building.
Yes.
And I'm like, this would be such a cool spot for like a restaurant or bars or shops. So is that what you're talking about for
absolutely.
Like developers?
So it's right next to the bike path, the running bike path with the river on the right. But if you look up in the second floor, you know, and the interesting thing that
there's
occurred
the stairs
there,
that go up there too.
That's right. And the interesting thing that occurred there many years ago is the locomotives used to go on that second floor. That was passenger locomotives that went on that second floor to allow passengers to disembark and travel throughout the city.
So you're trying to bring that back a little bit.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love it.
Okay. Well, talking about bringing us back, you know what? Buffalo will be back. We're going to take a very short break. We're going to talk to Louie on the other side. We'll go right into our sports update. Buffalo, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise.
Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
Hi, this is Peter Cimino, Board President of Infotech Western New York, here to talk about the 19th annual BETAs. The BETAs, which stand for Buffalo Emerging Technology Awards and Showcase, recognize and celebrate Western New York's organizations and individuals that set the standard for technological innovation and implementation, workplace culture, and industry activism. Be there on May 2nd at Riverworks from 4:30 to 6:30 for the Technology Showcase, and the awards start at 7 p.m. Register today at infotechwny.com. I hope to see you there.
The Buffalo Bisons look to avoid a 7-game losing streak and the series sweep against Scranton Wilkes-Barre today. On the road, the Herd fell to the Rail Raiders 10-4 yesterday. First pitch is set for 1:05. You can hear the game live right here on ESPN 1520 with pregame starting at 12:35. The final round of the Masters is officially underway. First tee times were set for 7:30 this morning to avoid potential weather delays in Augusta. A look at the leaderboard. Francesco Molinari is alone on the top at 13 under. Tiger Woods just birdied on the third hole. He is at 12 under, just one down, as he looks to get his fifth green jacket. Those three teed off together at 9:20, along with Tony Finau, who is at 11 under. A look at results from the NHL playoffs last night. The Capitals took a 2-0 lead over the Hurricanes with a 4-3 OT victory. Craig Smith's overtime goal for the Predators evens the series with Dallas at 1 apiece. The Bruins handle Toronto 4-1 to tie the series at 1. Colorado grabs a 3-2 OT road victory in Calgary thanks to Nathan MacKinnon's game winner. Four games on the dock tonight. The Islanders are in Pittsburgh for Game 3 at noon. Tampa Bay is in Columbus for Game 3 at 7, hoping to avoid a 3-0 deficit. The Jets hope to avoid the same fate against St. Louis at 7:30. The Sunday slate of games wraps up with Sharks Golden Knights in Las Vegas at 10 p.m. That series is also tied at 1. To the NBA playoffs, day one of the first round resulted in 3 of 4 low seeds playing and getting a 1-0 lead. Brooklyn defeats the 76ers 111-102. DJ Augustine's three-pointer with only 4 seconds left gives Orlando the 104-101 win against Toronto. The Spurs get a road win over Denver 101-96, and Golden State handles the Clippers 121-104. The other four series start up today. Celtics-Pacers is at 1, Thunder Trailblazers at 3:30, Bucks-Pistons at 7, and Utah is in Houston against the Rockets at 9:30 p.m. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. I'm Louis DiBiase for ESPN 1520.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I am Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, our producer Louis, who just gave us that awesome sports update. And we have James Morrill, the Deputy Director of Public Transportation with the NFTA. Did I get it right, James?
You get it exactly right. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a caller on the line. DC called in with a question. Do we have the caller, Louis? Awesome. DC, yeah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How can we help you? What's your question?
Here's the question. You know, like if you've traveled in a lot of places, like in particular in the South, okay, bus service in the South a lot of times is looked at as being only poor people ride the bus. Okay, a lot of times Buffalo will take on the image, and it's all, I mean, due to demographics too, the fact that the divide between the suburbs and the actual metro. How did you guys avoid not taking on that imagery that the bus is only for poor people?
Interesting question.
So, DC, thank you. That is a great question, mm-hmm. and I appreciate you listening this morning. So the authority was enacted in 1973, took over a lot of smaller bus companies. So what happened was we have a great bus service that operates in many of the suburban areas. We have a lot of express buses, and we have the rail. What we tried to do is put a great program, a great company forward that takes the individuals to and from where they have to go, but make sure that it's comfortable, that it's not just for individuals that are express riders or what's called our choice riders, but to make sure that individuals that are just going to visit grandma, individuals that's going to work, that they share that same experience. So it's a wonderful thing. We try to make sure it's equitable across the board, and it's very efficient, it's clean, and we do a great job at it every day.
That's awesome.
And I think go ahead, Lauren.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that really also leads to the fact that it leads to an economic impact mm-hmm. that it has on our community. Because without the transit system, a lot of individuals would be, you know, they would be stranded. But because we have such a great transit system, it leads to individuals being able to get to and from work. It leads to the creation of economic development, similar to what we were talking about in terms of the expansion. Can you kind of just expand on that a little bit?
Sure. So the authority, NFT Metro in particular, has played a key role in the resurgence of the city of Buffalo. One example is you look at the Allen Station.
Yeah.
Allen Station was totally redeveloped, working in conjunction with the University of Buffalo and the state of New York, to tear that station down and build the medical campus right on top of it. And that type of activity just didn't exist in the city of Buffalo.
Yeah, it seemed wild at the time. You're like, what are you doing?
So what happened was, it's very similar to what you see in New York City. You ride the transit mm-hmm. station, you come upstairs, and you're in a building.
In a building, yep.
So just think about in years to come that you'll be able to travel from somewhere in Amherst near the North Campus, get out of your car, get on the train, and get into the medical campus without ever going outside because all the interconnecting buildings that's occurring on the medical campus.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see happening at Allen Station, very similar to what's happening around all the stations along the Metrorail line, is what's called station area development, transit-oriented development. So what happens is you build the infrastructure, you build a station, and all activity starts to occur around that station.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of building out.
That's right.
From the station.
Right around mm-hmm. from the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So you have brand new housing that's going up and around LaSalle Station, over 1,000 units within walking distance of LaSalle Station. Brand new housing going up. Child care facilities going up around stations. So mm-hmm. it's beginning to happen. It's a little late, but it's beginning to happen within, you know, the past 30 years since the rail station has been operating.
And I think we should also add to the fact that, let's face it, Buffalo has an aging population. Our seniors, our elderly need to get to and from their doctor's appointments. How are you addressing that population?
So basically, the majority of our riders, surprisingly, are women between the ages of 18 and 35. We have a large population of individuals that are older, above 65, and what we provide is half fare for those individuals. So those individuals only pay $1 to get on the bus or the rail. And they can take it wherever they have to go. They have mm-hmm. to be certified, registered with us. They get a card, and they just pay $1 to get where they have to go. So it's a good thing for individuals that are seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed, like, you know, with the resurgence back in Buffalo, we're having a lot of people move back into the area who are from New York City or D.C., Chicago, more metropolitan areas that rely on public transportation, and they're coming back and continue to use the public transportation in Western New York and Buffalo.
Sure, sure.
Which is great to see, too. They're taking their kids, and they're dropping their kids off at daycare, and then they're continuing on to their office, which is a lot of times along the rail system.
Right. So what we found in a lot of our surveys is that younger individuals, and I would hate to say millennials, but those individuals that are staying here after college, those individuals that are just coming back to this area because they have family and they're bringing their families back here, a lot of them do not own vehicles.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're trying to live, work, and play within the city of Buffalo, surrounded around areas that they can walk to and also take public transit. And what also we're doing, as I mentioned earlier, is the revamp of our fare collection system. So what that will do is that you will have a card that you will then be able to load money as well as a product, a monthly pass, a two-week pass, a day pass, or whatever. And you will tap that card, and the account is the system is an account-based system, so it's the information that is just transferred through the card that allows you to get on and off the bus. So if you lose that card, you don't have to worry. You can shut the account down. Very similar to what you see in Washington, D.C., as well as New York City.
Okay. You know, and we haven't talked about security, because I think, you know, there's someone who's listening today. He or she is saying, well, you know what? I heard it's a rumor that the city of Buffalo is dangerous, or, you know, you shouldn't go into the city, or you shouldn't ride the train. It's dangerous. But we live in a very security conscientious society as well. What has the NFTA done to address those concerns?
Okay, so the authority has a transit authority police department. Brave individuals work every day to keep the transit system safe. They are riding along our buses, they're in our train stations, they're at every major event. If you ever come down to Canal Side, you always see a transit authority police. In addition to that, on every single one of our buses, there's maybe 10 to 12 cameras inside and outside that monitor what's going on. So individuals are completely safe within our system. Within the rail stations, we have cameras. The police are all over the place. So it's a great system. It's very safe. And, you know, what I would wish is the individuals to try the system. If they haven't tried it, if they haven't tried it in years, to come out, ride the system to an event, use token transit, and I believe they will have a great experience.
It's especially if you're not used to taking the NFTA system in your daily commute or daily life, try it out with going to an event.
Sure.
You're going to save yourself a lot of hassle with trying to find parking, the cost of parking. You'll get dropped off as close to the arena as you can get, really. So I mean, I think it'd be a great opportunity to try
it. You'll be dropped off right there, right at Canal Side, within walking distance of the arena, the Canal Side. It's really good.
Especially with kids. I think it's such a fun thing for kids to do.
Sure.
To get on the train, go for a ride. Like, that's so cool.
Right.
Good experience. They're making an economic impact in our community.
Yeah.
They're expanding. I have to go as far as to say, it sounds like it might be a good place for a career.
Oh, it is, and thanks for saying that. As I probably didn't mention, I've been there for over 31 years. This is my job, my career right out of college.
Awesome.
It is a great place to work. We're always hiring drivers. We're hiring mechanics. Anyone that's interested, please contact NFTA.com, download an application, and we'd more than welcome you at the family at NFTA.
I love it. The family of the NFTA, too. Because
right.
You're a big organization.
Oh,
but
yeah. Oh,
everyone
yeah.
is family within the NFTA, which is great.
Sure.
And if someone's thinking they want to get somewhere today, they want to use the NFTA Metro Rail system, how can they go about finding out which
sure.
way to go?
Sure.
Which
so
bus, which bus line, which
you,
train line?
You can call during the weekdays till 6 p.m., but you can also go on our website, nfta.com. We have a trip itinerary that will allow you to navigate from point A to point B.
So helpful.
And to be able to get to where you have to go. And it also will give you the fare and some interesting places to find, to navigate to where you have to go.
That's awesome. And then to get there, to load their fare, they can use their
token transit. Try token transit, one of our new initiatives, and I think it's going to be great.
Awesome.
Okay. Any parting thoughts, Lauren?
No, I think it's great. Like I said, I'm not a regular user of the transit system, but I have used it in the past, and I've used it to go down to the arena for events, and it's great, and it's a fun experience, too, something different to do. So it sounds like it keeps getting better and better within our region and leading to a lot of economic development. So I think keep it up and use the transit system if you can.
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, James Morrell, thank you so much for being on today's show. And for our listeners out there, if you would like to hear more from James, come to Partners with a Shared Vision on Saturday, April 27th at the Buffalo Saturn Club from 8 to 12 noon. James will be there. He'll talk more about what the NFTA is doing from an expansion standpoint, their economic development. And you know what? There's no better way to talk to the leaders that are impacting this community.
Dale, now, what is Partners with a Shared Vision?
I wish we had more time, but Partners with a Shared Partners with a Shared Vision is partners that are making a difference in Buffalo. You're going to have more than 20 companies and 5 different leaders that are impacting our city from a standpoint of transportation and workforce development. Together, we're moving Buffalo into 2020.
You got it. It's breakfast and panel discussion and networking.
And awards.
See you there.
We'll see you there. Buffalo, enjoy your day. Have a beautiful Sunday. Enjoy the Masters, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.
WWKB Buffalo.